Now we're going to talk about something very different. All Together Now is a benefit music festival for Pittsburgh's immigrant community. It starts August 7th and runs through August 10th. I remember when I first heard about this through my friend Sarah Siplak, I said, count us in. We'll do anything we can to support it. And here we are doing just that. One of the musicians who will be supporting it by providing his music is Brian Junker, and he is going to start us off with a song. Here's Brian Junker.
You greet the day in a beautiful way, meet the sun with the love that's in your heart. You find my eyes, it's a big surprise. We're smiling now and soon the laughter really starts. I take you in my arms and dream of stories we will share all of our lives. The years go by in the blink of an eye. You're pushing now to find out who you are. Buzzing bees and climbing trees, you're rising up and reaching for the stars. The stories we have shared will speed you. Soon the time will come to say goodbye. It's in your heart. She finds your eyes, it's a big surprise. You're smiling now and soon the laughter really starts. You take her in your arms and dream of stories you will share all of your life.
Brian Junker, I do need to ask you a bit about that song.
Sure.
Can you tell me its origin?
Yeah, absolutely. So it has two origins. One is that I decided at some point in my adulthood that basically what makes us as human beings is our stories. And so I really wanted to write a song about the stories we tell about ourselves and that we tell each other, and that we're all basically story makers. And the other origin of the song is that I'm in a songwriting group, the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, run by Calliope. And one of the members of that group was married, and she and her husband were going to have a baby girl. And we decided we'd write songs for the upcoming birth, and that song is part of that too.
I like what you said about stories, because we have the ability to change our stories, either deliberately by doing something, or the way that we interact with them or consider them.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot to think about. Also, stories is a great segue as we think about what we're here to talk about this morning. Just about every person in the United States, if you go way back, is from a family that came from somewhere else, with the exception of Native Americans. And here, there's been a lot of attention as of late, for a lot of reasons, about refugees and people who are immigrants being in the United States, and especially being here in the Pittsburgh area. And a bunch of really kind people have come together to help support a group called Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, to help immigrants access legal services, housing, healthcare, education, language classes, career support, food assistance, and more. And Susan Spangler is here this morning, and Ted Samarata. They are co-organizers of the All Together Now benefit for Collaborative for Immigrant Impact. Welcome. I'm so glad both of you are here today. What gave you the idea to do this, to bring all these musicians together at various venues to just show community support?
Well, the idea was born out of just an urge to respond to what we were seeing all around us in the country. And in locally, in particular, seeing, as you alluded to, the hardships of the experience of being a refugee or an immigrant, and particularly in our current environment, those ordinary hardships being made severe because of lack of funding, because of an atmosphere of fear and division. And so we saw a very vulnerable community supported by nonprofit organizations that are very vulnerable. And we knew we needed to do something. And so we turned to music.
We've really been so struck by the power of music to bring people together, to have us all feeling we are all in this together, and to do that through vehicles of stories like in Brian's song and joy and inspiration, so that we feel empowered to act with, as Brian said, with love in our hearts, with our most newly arrived neighbors in our hearts, so that their stories can be joyful ones too as they settle into Pittsburgh as their new home.
When you think about, as you're listening, how hard it would be to decide to leave your home country or be forced to leave your home country and completely resettle somewhere else without knowing the language or culture or having any friends or family members, just to displace yourself. Not many people would choose to do that without planning and, you know, looking in advance. If you've ever thought of moving even to another city within the United States or to another country, you think long and hard about it. You research it. You prepare yourself. You do it. We are in a situation now where we've got a lot of folks, we always have had a lot of immigrants and refugees, but they're here not due to a plan or trying to, that's the way I'm trying to get across. They're here through circumstances. And That's why it's so important that you're doing the work that you're doing. We'll talk a little bit more about the schedule for concerts and about Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, the benefactor of these concerts. All Together Now is the name of the festival. Let's get another song from Brian, though. What would you like to do next?
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with immigration. It actually has to do with that same couple. This is called The Moon, the Stars in Your Eyes.
Lovely and the stars are out, but not as bright as your eyes. My heart is bursting and I want to shout, but that would spoil the surprise. We're walking hand in hand, just you and I, like we always do. We hardly see the people passing by on the avenue. Your smile enchants me and I can't see straight. No matter what I try, your life invites and I don't hesitate. You are the apple of my eye. I turn and ask if you would like to sit at our corner cafe. I need to buck my courage up a bit to say what I've got to say. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba 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 da da dum, ba ba dum. It's time to ask, so I get on my knee, but I don't have any ring. I tell you I'm for you and you for me, and your reply makes me sing. Let's just spend our lives together. Tonight is just the start. We'll be true in any weather. Nothing can tear us apart. The moon is lovely and the stars are out, but not as bright as your eyes. My heart is bursting and I want to shout, I love you all of our lives.
That is Brian Junker. And as Brian was playing that song, I went to the website of alltogetherpgh.com to learn more about what's going on. First of all, you can simply make a donation there or pick up a t-shirt. And in fact, Ted is wearing that shirt. Do you happen to know who designed it? That's beautiful.
Yes, we do. Our friend David Pohl. He's a wonderful illustrator here in Pittsburgh.
And he also donated his services to be able to design the poster and the t-shirt and other promotional materials.
Now, the Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, 18 different organizations who work together to be a safety net for 20,000 or so immigrants. And the whole schedule is here. And I can't believe how this has come together. I can only read some excerpts from it. Buffalo Rose, Small Hours, and Turkey Foot, the original Pittsburgh winery on Penn Avenue, 2809 Penn Avenue. That's Thursday, August 7th. And that same night across town on the south side, Jagtime Millionaire, Slag Mountain, and the Pennsylvania Players are going to be at Acoustic Music Works, their new location on the south side. And are these all?
Yes, there's five events on the opening night.
Thursday, you're going to have some real choices to make because another option is Devilish Mary at Ruckus Cafe over in the Shaler Millvale area. On one of the many Babcock Boulevards Pittsburgh has to offer, 1707 Babcock. And then VZHM Acoustic Music and Captain Tuttle will be in Gibsonia all Thursday night. Wow. And oh, there's one more. There's John Grush's Grease, Grease with Matt Ferrante at the Golden Age Beer Company in Homestead. My God.
And the Polka Maniacs.
So this is, what a great idea. You're blanketing the whole area. No excuses about rivers and bridges.
That's right.
Then on Friday the 8th, and you may have this in your head already, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So what's happening on Friday the 8th?
Friday the 8th, there's a big event at Spirit PGH in Lawrenceville that will feature Clinton Clegg, Cisco Kid, Townspeople, the Buckledowns, and Needs Hotel Band. And that'll be an exciting event. And then also that same night, there is a really fun event at Ruckus Cafe. The Doo-Wop Doctors will be offering a sock hop at Ruckus Cafe on Friday night. So that's another not miss event.
That's right.
And then I see Sunburst School of Music have
Yes, Sunburst School of Music
performances that mm-hmm. night. And then Saturday, the 9th, there's still 2 days to go. What's Saturday?
You want to go?
Well, Saturday is again going to be Sunburst School of Music, and that night will be a singer-songwriter night featuring a variety of artists. The previous night at Sunburst is going to be featuring teachers and students of the Sunburst School of Music. So back to Saturday. In the afternoon, there's an afternoon show. So again, many options. Afternoon will be at the original Pittsburgh Winery, and that will be Whiskey River with a couple of special guests, John Binley, as well as Pappy Weingard from The Cause. And then at night, there will be... Go ahead,
at Susan. Night, at Moondogs, will be wonderful singer-songwriters, including Brian Junker, who will be playing on Saturday night at Moondogs.
Then Sunday the 10th, it all wraps up storytelling and multicultural music and dance at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. Some of the performers are from Afghanistan, Ukraine, Mexico, Brazil, Bhutan. They will talk about their stories of the immigrant experience in Pittsburgh. You'll also hear speakers from the Collaborative for Immigrant Impact, and Mary Ed Ganey will be on hand too. That's one of the culminating events. And then at 7 o'clock that night, Club Cafe will have a closing show with Heading North, Turtle Park, and the Book Club. This is amazing. Who put this all together?
You're looking at them.
Yeah. No wonder, you know. See, I'm looking at a bunch of notes. These guys have it all in their head. We're going to get one more song from Brian to close our segment, but... Susan Spangler, Ted Cimarotta, is there anything else you'd like to mention about this effort and about what it is you're working to do?
Yes. There's an urgent need right now. The agencies that are working to help support immigrants are facing additional funding cuts right now. They're working tirelessly and dedicatedly, but they really, really, really need support right now to make sure that our most newly arrived neighbors in Pittsburgh are safe and feeling that they have what they need in order to thrive.
I'd like to add something, too. You spoke earlier about just in general, Larry, about the immigrant journey and what courage it takes for people to make that choice and to endure what comes with it. We've had the blessing to get to know and have close contact with a number of immigrants and refugees over the past several years. And I want to offer for everyone who's listening the value and importance of understanding that this is not about a political issue or a broad social issue. These are human lives, individual lives. And if each one of you, even if just through our voices today, can have a sense of the humanity and the beauty of these folks who have made this journey, who are working here to be a valuable part of the Pittsburgh community. You won't be able to not want to support the cause. And we hope that you'll do it through this festival. You can do it by buying tickets. Please do that. Come and fill the rooms, because it's going to be the spirit of Pittsburgh coming together that will make a difference. But also please donate and know that every time, if you to make a donation, to buy a ticket, to buy a t-shirt, and to show up and smile at folks, these so many people today ask, what can we do? I wish I could do something. We just want to say it's easy to do good. It's easy to do good. Just do what you can.
And bring your friends and family.
Yes, and strangers.
Thank you. That's Ted and Susan. Brian, what would you like to close up with?
So we're going
to
do, I'm going to do a song, pardon me, I'm going to do a song called The Lonely Planets.
Here again, Brian Junker, thanks to all of you for being here today. Yeah.
The lonely planets circling pools of fire in the sky. Don't feel a thing so far apart when galaxies collide. Though towering gases rip and tear, the lonely planets only stare and yearn for love like you and I. All around us march the stars in silent flight. Each raging furnace just a small spark in the night. Like a sleepy falling star, you rest your head upon my heart till all the sparks dim in the morning light. But there's a distance we can't hide. So far apart, we can reach out, but we are blind. This lonely space is ours to share. Light with love if we dare, and see each other pole against the sky, and see each other pole against the sky.
Brian Junker, Brian, thank you for being here. And thanks again also to Susan Spangler and Ted Semirata, who were the ones coordinating and making this all possible. We're grateful for what you're doing. You can learn more at alltogethernowpgh.org. Let me get it right.
www.alltogetherpgh.
Oh, no now. Okay.
Nonow.com.
Thank you. alltogetherpgh.com or org.
.com.
Thank you. alltogetherpgh. Whew. Glad to correct that. I can tell you the story about giving the wrong phone number to call Saturday morning, which we certainly caused the candy store who had that number to get an awful lot of calls. We are going to talk with some youth coming up from the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. They'll be here with us in a moment.